morning. My guests this morning are Cynthia King and Juan Torres from Catholic Charities. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like interviews like this because so many of my interviews are about events. And this is really about Catholic Charities and what you're doing now and what you want our audience to know about what you're doing. So tell us.
Exactly. And what we're finding out, because we're doing strategic planning and we're having focus groups with the community, is that people don't know everything we're doing. And we have a lot of really exciting programs as well as a lot of really longstanding beneficial programs to the community.
So I note here that there have been some really specific changes about how it all works. Why don't you explain
that?
Right.
And so one of our I'll do a little background. So
okay.
Catholic Charities is an international organization, and there's a state organization. And here in Santa Rosa, we serve from Sonoma County to the Oregon border. And we serve over 76,000 people a year. And our motto, or our mission, is to reach out to those in need, offer hope through service, and to build better communities. And we are starting a resource center. And so that's one of the biggest new changes.
That's it, yes.
At 987 Airway, we've had a lot of services without one place for people to come to be connected with our services and also to all the other services in the community. And so we are focusing on having one place to serve people. And we are having a very large effort doing CalFresh enrollment. And CalFresh used to be known as food stamps. Also, some people know it as SNAP or EBT. And the thing about CalFresh is that it has been shown through research to reduce poverty and to improve the quality of food that people eat. And so it's really important to us that the people we serve who are the most vulnerable and are experiencing poverty have every benefit that's available to them.
Absolutely.
And so one of the exciting things about that is a new law that just started April 1st.
Yeah, so April 1st, one of the restrictions that they had for CalFresh is that if you were a drug felon, you were not eligible for CalFresh, the food benefit. So after April 1st, anyone that is in a household of currently receiving CalFresh, they can notify the county to be added to their case.
These are, for instance, people who have been refused or have just not bothered to apply.
Yeah, well, these are people that their families were eligible for the benefit, but they were excluded from that, right?
And it could have been 20 years ago. They had a felony, and it's still in their record.
So, and then if they hadn't applied because they knew of this issue, they can now come to us, and we can help them with their application.
That's a big change.
Yes. It's a huge change, and we don't think the word has really gotten out there yet, and so we're hoping people will come in and receive the benefit.
I also note that you are a food pantry. I hope that people realize that.
And that's new as well. So we have our rural food program where we distribute food through 7 sites, 5 in Sonoma County and 2 in Lake, and that's on our website. But we have also started this resource center, our own food pantry. So if somebody comes in and applies, we make sure they go home with food that very day. So and we connect them with any other services. And we connect them with our own housing services as well.
Characteristically, how many clients are you serving in a week?
Depends which program, I guess.
Yes. We're pretty large, and it's kind of hard to keep track of everything.
Right.
But it's definitely in the hundreds, if not getting close to the thousand.
And what's great is that we are getting more and more people every week at the Resource Center coming in because they're hearing about it. And so that's what we want to increase. And the other piece I just want to say is that for our housing, we have a lot of exciting housing programs that are happening, like rapid rehousing, where people go straight from homelessness to a home rather than through a shelter. And we also have subsidized rental assistance and down payments, but we're in dire need of rental units. So if people have units they can rent, the people that are coming in would have received all our support services as well as subsidies.
Excellent.
To have stable housing.
Well, thank you very much for what you're doing. I think you're really unsung heroes.
Oh, thank you.
thank you.
Yeah, we're hoping that people will find out and be able to use our services.
Right, exactly. And also know that to use your services is not embarrassing or demeaning.
Right.
I think that's really important.
We're there
too.
With love to serve everybody.
Yes. Okay. Roland, just one more thing.
Yes.
I wanted to – sometimes people, because we're Catholic charities, think that you have to be Catholic to receive some of our services, and you don't.
Right.
Our rural food program, most of the churches that we take our food to are not Catholic at all.
Excellent.
So thank you.
Okay, let's tell people that the way to find out more is at srcharities.org or on the phone at 528-8712. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.